open, 844-967-2789. Well, Rick Scott of Florida. Rick Scott of Florida has disgraced himself once again. Rick Scott of Florida has a complicated background. He was a healthcare CEO, and his healthcare company was indicted for Medicaid fraud. And they paid a lot of, I think, over $1 billion in fines. Crooked deal. And they grabbed Rick Scott and subpoenaed him in front of the grand jury. And they asked him questions, and he took the fifth. He said, I refused to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me. They didn't go ahead and prosecute him. Turns around, runs for governor of Florida as a Republican. Gets elected, the Republicans in Florida go, we need that. Boy, this guy took the fifth in the Medicaid fraud grand jury. That's exactly what we need. That's a guy who embodies the Republican platform. Then he was governor, stunk up the joint, but a very wealthy guy, and then he ran for the Senate. Now he's in the Senate. Moscow Mitch made him the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. He's the guy that goes around the country raising money for Republicans and recruiting Republican Senate candidates. He's a bald guy with unusual eyes. Probably seen him, gives you the willies to look at him, okay? In any event, he just puts a spoke in the wheels of reform that had widespread bipartisan support. This is a bill to bail out the post office. Remember, Louis DeJoy is doing what he can to wreck it. One of the problems with the post office, a major problem, is that back when George W. Bush in about 2006 was president, the Republicans, when they had power, passed a law that said the post office has to prepay future retirement health benefits for 75 years. Now, there's no company in the country that has that requirement. They couldn't afford it. And especially FedEx and UPS don't have that requirement. This was done to benefit FedEx and UPS. The Republican Party wants to get rid of the post office and have it privatized, and FedEx and UPS will deliver your mail. Instead of paying 56 or 60 cents for a letter, you'll pay $3. That's what's going on. The guy that founded FedEx was a classmate of George W. Bush's at Yale University, and they're both members of Skull and Bones. In my opinion, this was a sop to the private competitors of the post office. It was a fake. Prepay future retirement benefits for health benefits for 75 years. This bill finally gets rid of it. Wide bipartisan support in the House, came to the Senate. Wide bipartisan support in the Senate, but there was an error. The error was that there was some line in it that was from a draft, was incorrect. And so Schumer sent the corrected version, but that requires unanimous consent. They got unanimous consent in the House with 435 people. But in the Senate, Rick Scott refused to consent. This is done, remember, he's the head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee. This is done in cahoots with Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. This is something that's long overdue. They want to injure Joe Biden. They want to injure the United States. The way they think they can injure Joe Biden and get themselves back into power is if they injure their own country. Then the Senate is going on recess. They have some appointments to consider. They also have a temporary spending bill into March that they have to pass. They're not going to get to the post office. The earliest they could would be March. And we'll see. If there's anything you've got to understand about politics today, is the Republican Party will injure the United States to try to diminish Joe Biden so they can get back into power. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand anything that's going on. When we withdrew from Afghanistan, we didn't have people confirmed by the Senate with jurisdiction in the cabinet, in the sub-cabinet for that area of the world. Same with Iran. This is designed to injure the United States, to injure Joe Biden, injure our country. For a while, they held up 56 ambassadorships. Then Moscow Mitch looked at the polls, and Moscow Mitch thought, well, we're looking pretty good in the midterms, so maybe we should look like we're a governing party. Nothing the Republican Party does is in good faith. Nothing. What it is doing is simply to diminish and hurt the incumbent administration and diminish the United States. And Rick Scott just did that with the post office bill. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for some great programming. I'm signing off for today.